Professor in News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. On the National Mall earlier today.
How y'all doing?
As tens of thousands of pro-life advocates gathered for the beginning of their March for Life here in Washington, among those who attended today, Vice President J.D. Vance.
For the thousands of men and women and children, for the church groups, the school groups, the grandparents and the toddlers and everyone in between who braved this chilly Washington afternoon, all of us in the Trump administration, from the president on down, we thank you for your prayers, we thank you for your perseverance, and we thank you that for today, we are all marching for life.
Forecasters say more than half the country could be affected by the snow, ice, and bitter cold as a winter storm stretches all the way from Texas up through New England over the weekend. Forecaster Frank Pereira with the National Weather Service says some parts of the southern part of the country could get as much as an inch of ice.
Unfortunately, when you start to get ice accumulations of that magnitude, we're looking at the potential for widespread tree damage, power line damage, which could result in long-duration power outages for those areas that are impacted.
The storm's forecast to bring snow, sleet, and ice. Former Special Counsel Jack Smith defended his investigations of President Trump yesterday as he appeared before a congressional hearing.
Appearing before a House panel, Smith testified that he had acted without regard to politics as he led Trump investigations into 2020 election interference and misuse of classified documents. Both cases were dropped. Smith told lawmakers that Donald Trump willfully broke laws in a bid to keep power and that no one should be above the law in our country. But Republicans blasted Smith, accusing him of conducting politically motivated investigations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. A prediction about artificial intelligence and faith.
It comes from historian and public intellectual Yuval Harari. He thinks that before too much longer, AI will take over religion. Speaking at the World Economic Forum this week, Harari told an audience that, quote, anything made of words will be taken over by AI. If religion is built from words, then AI will take over religion. This is particularly true of religions based on books like Islam, Christianity, or Judaism. He also warns that AI will, quote, lie and manipulate. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge has ruled in favor of West Texas A&M University, allowing the school to block a 2023 drag show by the student group Spectrum WT. The decision resets the legal battle over the drag show ban and cancels a pending appeal in the case. The U.S. District judge there ruled that the university did not violate the group's First Amendment rights. This is SRN News. Organized labor is looking forward to the 2028 Summer Olympics, Los Angeles.
The unions, inspired by successful strikes during the Paris Games, are gearing up for the L.A. Games by planning strategically timed strikes to win better wages and benefits. Unions like Unite Here, Local 11, are setting things in motion for over 100 contracts to expire just before the Olympics. The timing is designed to maximize their bargaining power. A coalition of groups is also pushing for affordable housing and protections for immigrant workers. Rich Thomason reporting.
World Cup ticket prices are at exorbitant levels, yet fans are still lining up to get their millions of tickets if they can. There's such an overdemand for the event being staged in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico this year that FIFA President Gianni Infantino said the governing body would need to hold a draw to allocate the available tickets. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.